Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for this day, for your word, for your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your word and see results. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about types of prayer. And we looked at a couple of basic scriptures we've started off with. And they've been kind of our foundational scriptures. Luke 18:1, and he spoke a parable unto them, Jesus talking here, to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And we said the C.B. Williams translation of that is a good one. It says, and never give up. Never give up. We also said that in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer. Paul's writing here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. But he says, praying always with all prayer. And Goodspeed says, use every kind of prayer. Amplified Classic, all manner of prayer. So there are different types of prayers, and we've covered quite a few of them already, and we've kind of interrupted this series with different lessons and such as we've moved along. And you can go back and refer to that on the podcast website as you see it. You can see the list of the episodes. So today we're going to talk about the prayer of agreement. The prayer of agreement. Matthew 18:19 from the King James says, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I think it's interesting that in verse 18, we've just read 19 and 20, but if we go up to verse 18, it says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we're going to talk about that next time, but it's very interesting that the power of prayer here is really exhibited. It's really shown. And as we move into verse 19, we're going to kind of teach this backwards. We're going to look at 19 and 20and together in a couple of translations and comment on that. And then next time, hopefully, we can get into the prayer binding and loosing. But I haven't forgotten about that prayer. But let's look at verse 19 again. If two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything. So this prayer kind of has some of the similar guidelines of the prayer of faith. We could say, first of all, there need to be two people agreeing. And that's a hard thing to find sometimes when we can agree on what, on anything. One person said, if you've got two people or more in your church, you're going to have problems, something like that. You're going to have challenges because people don't always agree. But look what it says, that if two of you shall agree on earth. Now, we know this is a prayer that is for earth. I don't know if it works on Mars or something else, but I'm guessing it would, or the moon, but we know it works on earth. So this is solidified that it is does work here. And there have to be two or more people agreeing in prayer. It says, as touching anything they shall ask. So let's look at a couple of translations of that, the Passion Translation. Again, verse 19, Matthew 18:19. Again, I give you an eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something in a symphony of prayer, my Heavenly Father will do it for you. For wherever two or three come together in honor of my name, I am right there with them. Isn't that cool? In honor of thy name. We could teach a whole lesson on verse 20 or a lot more than that, actually. Verse 19 and 20 from the Amplified Classic. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree. Now listen to this. Harmonize together. Make a symphony together. About whatever, and in brackets it says, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now note this, we need to pray, when he says about whatever, anything and everything, according to his will, we've already discussed that, we need to pray in line with God's will, then we know we have the desired results, the things we desire of him. Verse 20, For wherever two or three are gathered, drawn together as my followers in my name or into my name, there I am. I love the way the Amplified Classic capitalizes the words I and the word am. There I am in the midst of them. He's the great I am, and he is what we need him to be, isn't he? Praise God. So let's review this again real quick. Again, I send you, if two of you shall agree on earth. So we have to have two people. We have to agree on earth as touching or focusing on one thing. Anything they shall ask, as we said in line with the word, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst of them. It's wonderful when we gather together. You know, it's wonderful to have big churches and small churches, and then we realize that those are organizations, but we have the church itself, the body of Christ. And when we come together, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's friends, brother and sister, relatives, or brothers and sisters in the Lord, that when we get an agreement, when there are two of us that gather together in to honor his name, he is there. Praise God. That's such a comfort to know, isn't it? And so when we come together in prayer, we know he's hearing us because he's there. Hallelujah. And we're speaking his word. He's hearing his word when we pray his word. We know that when two or more people are in agreement, it multiplies your prayer power. Over in Deuteronomy 32:30, it says, one will put 1,000 to flight, or two will put 10,000 to flight. He's actually talking about enemies that are coming against us. But you know something, if that's the enemy, praise God, how much more in the people of God can we put 1,000 or 10,000 demonic forces to flight? They cannot stay. They cannot stay in our presence because it's God's presence within us. He's the one doing the works. So this prayer will not work unless people agree. Many, many years ago, I had some folks sharing with me that they were having a faith challenge. And they said, we have gotten everybody we know to agree with us. And immediately it rose up in me. And I was a young man, and I probably shouldn't have said it this way. I said, there's your problem. Well, maybe I should have said it that way. There's your problem. I said, because not everybody is in agreement with you. There are some people who want you to fail. Some people are jealous. Some people may not have the faith, but they just may give lip service. They may just say, oh yeah, I agree with him on that. But everybody won't agree. You've got to find someone who will agree with you. It's important to you be on the same level of faith with someone as best you can. Get fear out of the way, strife out of the way. Make sure you're not in strife with anybody or strife with them. Make sure you're walking in forgiveness. Now, not everybody's going to agree on everything, but when you can find something that you can agree on and you can touch that, you can grasp that, you can latch onto that, then praise God, then you've got some power. Let's go back to that word touching for a minute. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything. In the original language, I'm no Greek scholar, but the word touching there can imply several things. If it's something about something, this is, we're going to pray about something. Two people are talking about it. We're agreeing about something, agreeing concerning something. We're basically making a case, okay? It's our case, or it's a circumstance that we're dealing with, or a condition we're dealing with. And when we agree on earth, we have the power of agreement, the power of the word, because we've got two believers coming in agreement to push forward with the word of God on a situation. You know, throughout my life, and I know in your life, that you've had opportunities to pray this prayer. And when you pray this prayer with someone, it's amazing to see the results when we're in agreement. And especially when we're not in strife with that person or we are not in disagreement with that person. And a lot of times that can work really well with someone you don't see a whole lot. And that's kind of funny maybe, but you don't have that opportunity to get in strife with them. You may not talk with them a lot, but you're on the same wavelength spiritually and you believe God together. And I've had that happen with several people, and there's one person in particular I'm thinking of, a friend of mine, and when he and I have prayed, and this is not bragging in any way, this is just so much in humility, but when he and I have prayed, we've prayed, I'm going to say about six or seven, maybe at the most, major things, major situations in either one of our lives, and every single thing we have prayed about has come to pass. Now, that's pretty cool. And maybe you can say that with about a lot more. Maybe the track record you have, so to speak, is greater than that or bigger than that. But I can really think that there is not anything we have prayed about that hasn't come to pass. Also, with my wife, I have prayed, and it's amazing the results that we get when we pray in agreement. And we have seen very many, many, many results. Almost everything we've prayed for, probably, I'd say everything we've prayed for, has come to pass when we are agreeing on the same page. And that's what's important, to get on the same page with someone and get an agreement and find out where their faith is. And that's something we really haven't talked about, but find out where someone's faith is. Don't pray and get them to get an agreement with you if they're not in agreement. If they don't have their faith at that level, find out where their faith is and hook up with that, because the prayer of agreement is a very powerful prayer. And praise God, it will work for us because it's in the Word. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.